ministry. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to come together, to be on the same page. Father, we really, more than anything else, want to see teenagers come to faith in Jesus Christ and to grow as followers of Christ and learn what it is to know him and to walk in relationship with him and to glorify you with their lives. So, Father, help us to do that. Help us to, as we ramp up these new ministries, Lord, help us to always keep that at the fore. Lord, that we're about building into the lives of our students. And so, Father, we ask that these new things would be effective and help us to be effective in that ministry. And it would help and strengthen our parents and our families, Lord, as they pour into their teenagers and as they work hard to train their kids in what it is to know Christ and in his word. And they seek to equip them and prepare them for a life in this world that can be so very dangerous and so difficult. And so, Lord, we ask that as we do this ministry here at Cornerstone, that our parents will be well equipped to send their students out into this world to live lives that would bring glory and honor to you, no matter what they do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we have had really a high school and a middle school ministry for some time now. In every vision night, we have talked about moving increasingly to a place where that we would have middle school and high school in many ways operating as separate ministries under the larger umbrella of Cornerstone Student Ministry. So this is not really new in some ways. We've been after this for a while, and the elders, even long before I was here and involved on staff at Cornerstone as a student pastor, our ministry and under the leadership of our elders has been moving this vision forward. We had Pastor Warren when Cornerstone first started as our student pastor, and then we brought on Pastor Jason Allen. You guys remember Pastor Jason, who is now the FCA director at West Virginia University, which is pretty awesome. So excited for him. He's doing great and exciting things. But he came on for a while, and he and Pastor Warren really launched a middle school and a high school ministry. And our middle schoolers met separately from our high schoolers. There was some dynamics where they met together, and then they ate together, and then they separated and had a teaching time, and we did all that in the other building. Then we built the hub, and then Pastor Warren was called away to go and start a church in Seattle. And so then we ended up with just Pastor Jason really again leading one large ministry to students, which makes it extremely difficult to really be intentional about having a separate middle school and high school ministry. Well, so this has been in the hearts of our elders for a long time, and even in my heart and in the heart of hearts of our pastoral team to move us to this place. So this is not new in some ways. But it is an important and significant philosophy transition for our student ministry. We understand the difference between middle school and high school students. You guys as parents understand the difference between middle school and high school students. There's a lot that changes when you enter into middle school, and there's a lot that changes when you enter into high school. And there's even more that changes when they become juniors and seniors and they start to drive and they start to get jobs and they start to get boyfriends and girlfriends and all kinds of things. Kim said no. And all kinds of things like that. Everything gets increasingly complicated and difficult, and kids become more mature. So an important part of our ministry is to understand where our students are and to be able to structure our ministry at CSM according to where our students are developmentally. And what this new transition does for us is we can separate middle school out and focus our ministry around the needs of a middle schooler. We can do the fun, silly games that drive juniors and seniors nuts. We can do, I'll give you an example. I had we did one night where we did a game. It was in Emerge, and we got a good mix. We asked every journey group to contribute a couple of volunteers of the middle school journey groups and the high school journey groups, and the game was that they had to suck Jell-O through a pair of pantyhose. What a great game. The high schoolers hated it. Ryan Nelson hated it intensely. And he was just like, let's keep this gross. And you could see it was so great. But Matthew Beeling, where's Matthew? Matthew smoked it. That's right. He's a middle schooler. Middle school guys are really good at sucking chocolate pudding through a pair of pantyhose. And Matthew got it done. Why? Because middle schoolers like that kind of thing. So there are different types of ministry that we do for middle schoolers, but high schoolers don't maybe like that as much. So these are different maturity levels. So we are trying to be intentional in this season to separate middle schoolers from high schoolers. Now, it's not because they can't get along, because there's problems, and not because there's been any kind of problem in our student ministry. It's just the next strategic move in growing and developing the Cornerstone student ministry. And so it's an important part of what we're trying to do. It helps us to tailor our teaching so that we can teach at a level that is appropriate and challenging to our high schoolers, but that isn't in some way speaking at a developmental level that's beyond where our 7th graders or 8th graders are. So we can tailor certain topics to our high schoolers that we wouldn't necessarily speak in the same way to a middle schooler. So there are all kinds of things we can do if we shift our ministry and we begin to think middle school and high school. So developmentally, it also positions us for a place of growth in the future. We have about 70 students in here, give or take, on a Sunday night. And what we're moving toward is a separate large group time for high school students and a separate large group time for middle school students that'll create opportunity for us to grow both of those groups. And everything that we've studied and all the conversations we had, when you make this transition in ministry, both the water in both of those tanks goes up, because high school students find it appealing to have a high school ministry. And middle school ministry students find it appealing to have a middle school ministry that's tailored to their needs. So we're super excited about this possibility. And this has become a new possibility once we made the transition with Pastor Izzy becoming our high school pastor and Pastor Scott becoming our middle school pastor. So with that transition, this became a possibility. So the elders have been working strategically to kind of position us here where we can make this move. And now that time has come. So we're ready to sort of flip the switch. Now, in many ways, we already do this. The middle schoolers already go on separate middle school events most of the time. And high schoolers do high school things. So high schoolers go skiing. When you get to high school, you get to go skiing, Trey Ann. But in middle school, Haley said yes. Middle school, you don't get to go skiing because we don't do boo. We don't do skiing with middle schoolers. We do different events with middle schoolers. So we already have separate tracks in some ways with middle school and high school, with a few exceptions. We have our large group events. We do camp during the summer. We go together to camp. Now, we have a middle school bus and we have a high school bus. We have a middle school end of the hall and we have a high school end of the hall. So we separate our students as much as we can, but we do that together. Also, the summer mission trip, we do middle school and high school. It's a family trip, and so families can go together, and they can take their middle school students and their younger children, and they can take their high school students as well. So that we do together. So there are a few things that are mixed, but most of our ministry is already separated. The one exception was Sunday night. We wanted to make a change in this room because it would help us to tailor our ministries to effectively reach high schoolers and effectively reach middle schoolers. So it's putting us in a good position. Now, there's not a lot of change for you guys as parents, which is good. We already know that you are super busy. Your families are busy. Your kids are busy. Every night of the week is taken, usually, in a lot of households. So we're not changing up nights. We're not adding nights of the week or any of those things. We're still doing everything on Sunday night and everything on Wednesday night. The high school students will meet in here on Sunday night for their large group time. We're not going to call it a merge. We're not ready yet to unveil the new branding for this event on Sunday nights, but we will not call it a merge. It'll be a different event for high school only, and while high schoolers are meeting in this room, middle schoolers will be meeting across the way at the loading dock. Now, the loading dock is our new facility. It's the renovation of Modular D, which is Modular D is right behind the behind the main worship center. We're going to renovate it. Pastor Scott has done a phenomenal job of working on out a plan and coming up with creative ideas. And we're going to have each room within the loading dock, what we're calling the loading dock, because it's right beside the loading dock. branded by a city. So it's going to be like Seattle, Phoenix, where our church plants are, for each one. So, and it'll be an awesome middle school hangout place. We've connected the walkway, the boardwalk, to the loading dock. Now, we won't be loading things while middle schoolers are hanging out at the loading dock. But it is just an awesome spot. We're going to put recreational things. We're going to do a lot of exciting things over there. I'm really grateful that the elders were able to set aside some funds for us to be able to do some things to Modular D to get it ready. So that's going to be their spot on Wednesday night while the high schoolers are meeting in here. On Sunday night while the high schoolers are meeting in here. And then on Wednesday night, while the high school students are meeting off campus in their journey groups, the middle school students will be in the hub doing their large group time, which is very exciting as well. But everything happens Wednesday night and Sunday night from 6 to 8. Now, we have simplified the times, so no longer do you have to figure out, is it 6:30 on Sunday or is it at 6:30 on Wednesday? It is all at 6 o'clock. Everything 6 to 8, Sunday night and Wednesday night. Now, if you do journey group on Wednesday night, we're going to still have enough time for you to do to be able to get your students here, drop them off, and be able to go to journey group. So even though we're starting at 6, our program is set up so that on the front end and the back end, you still have time to drop students off, get to journey group, and then have some extra time to finish journey group and get back if that's part of your routine in a typical week. So we haven't changed really the schedule dramatically. We have just changed the function and purpose of the things that we're doing, which is pretty exciting. So that's the big launch, and all of this will begin in January. January 8th is our kickoff night. We'll start on that night with high school students meeting in here and middle school students meeting over in the loading dock. So January 8th is our big night. So be planning for that. Build this up, and as your kids, encourage them. Now, let me say a couple of things. Change always comes hard, no matter what it is. Even if it's an amazing, new, and exciting thing like what we believe this is going to be for our students, it's still change. And change in the lives of adults is hard. But change in the life of a middle schooler or high schooler can be even harder. So I'm going to ask you guys for something as parents. I want you to help your students navigate this change. Because change is hard. It just is hard. Even if it's good change. It's intimidating, it's new, it creates fear, it creates uncertainty, it creates anxiety. But look, when your students moved up into the seventh grade, what'd you say? Well, I know it's hard, so let's don't do it. No, you're like, look, you're going to school. And I've seen some of the faces of some rising seventh graders going into Snead Middle School. They're pretty intimidated by it. But we took them to school, why? Because as parents, we understand, look, change is going to be at every aspect of our lives, and we have to teach and train our kids to learn how to navigate those things. So I want to ask you guys as parents to help your students navigate through this change and process. Some of our students, our middle school students, have built relationships with high schoolers, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to say, well, I'm not going to get to hang out with them anymore. Encourage them. That's a part of life. We need to be equipping and training our kids to navigate change. Do not, when they say it, say, yeah, I understand. I'm so frustrated about this, too. I can't believe they did that. Okay? Encourage them. It's going to be okay. Sit down with them. Pray with them. Talk about the exciting new things that are coming and encourage them to figure out how they're going to navigate this new thing. Okay? Because change just comes hard in general. So help them navigate change. Now, last, we need helpers. Anytime we change, we grow our ministry in this way, it always means that we need more leadership. And we need more leadership for this new change, this new exciting ministry. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're interested, if you're looking, if you're praying about where is it that I want to serve as a parent of a middle schooler, parent of a high schooler, consider serving in CSM. Now, you've got a sheet. We give this out every week. I mean, every year at our vision night. And it has on it all of our weekly activities, high school ministry and middle school ministry. Pray about and consider whether or not you would like to serve in one of those roles on a Sunday night or on a Wednesday night. We now, maybe your availability has changed. I mean, your availability is such that now that we've made this transition, you can participate in a new place in our ministry. So pray about where you might be able to serve, either on Wednesday night or Sunday night. And if you're interested in serving in one of these spots, then let us know. We need folks that are serving even now on Sunday night to transition and work on Wednesday night with our middle schoolers. It may be that you have journey group on Wednesday night and you say, you know what, I can't be there on Wednesday, but I can be there on Sunday night. And I'd love to participate and serve, either helping with the journey groups or helping with the middle school journey groups or helping with the high school large group time. Either one of those. Or if you know what, I'm not ready to be a journey group leader. I'm not ready to be a small group leader. But you know what? I can pass out Bibles, and I can sell some pretty mean pizza. You know, or I can do some other aspects of the ministry, and I can be in here together with another leader and just enjoy kids. And I can play volleyball, and I can play ping pong, and I can do all those things. Then you're this student ministry volunteer, and we need you. We need folks who are good at ping pong, because I'm terrible at ping pong. Cindy's tried to train me. She even bought me on my own paddle. Didn't help. But we need people who just come and do that. And so we want to encourage you to check that box if you're interested in that. And then lastly, on the back side, you can see all of our activities. We have Christmas events. We got spring break mission trip we're doing for high school, middle school, the golf tournament. Graduate Sunday's a big one. Summer activities, camp, which does require a week of commitment, and our summer missions, and then our fall retreat. All of those are opportunities to participate in ministry through activities. So if you decide, you know what, I can't do every week, but I can be a mom or a dad who helps out at the Super Bowl party and brings chili and helps serve, this is the place you can participate. We need parents who are serving. Graduate Sunday is always my big success story that I love, is because I am terrible at decorating. Not just am I terrible, I just don't really want to do it. I mean, I just have no interest. And with Graduate Sunday, we do like a full meal. I mean, it's legit. They hang decorations everywhere and all kinds of things. Well, no, sir. They'd end up with a plastic table and a plate if it was up to me. So last couple of years, we've recruited a team. Miss Glenda was on that team. Miss Darlene Hucks. Miss Shannon Carr. That's Brooks. That's not Shannon. just so you know. But Miss Shannon Carr helped out last year. They did awesome. And they came in and put that whole thing together. And it's just a group of parents and a couple of our leaders who are great at that kind of thing. So if you like to decorate, if you like to cook, if you like to serve in some way, then you may be interested in one of these. And so what we're asking you to do with these is number the things you're most interested in. Put them on the list, 1 through 5. And then what we'll do is talk to you later in the year. It's not a commitment. It's an interest form. So if you find that you're interested in this, then what we do is later in the year is we call you and say, hey, are you still interested in serving in this on this team? And then we put together a team of folks who can help lead an event. So mark the things you're interested in on that back sheet, 1 through 5. And my time is like 10 minutes over. But we started late. So, yes, let's go with that. All the students are used to me going long, so no worries. all right, let's so what we're going to do is before we, in order to kind of make sure you guys are familiar with everything and what's going on and what's coming up and what the plans are going to look like, I've asked Pastor Izzy and Pastor Scott to each take a turn and kind of talk about the high school ministry and the middle school ministry. So I'm going to ask them to come up. You guys can both come if you want to. And then Pastor Izzy's going to open this time and kind of share a little bit about high school, his vision, his heart for high school, and where things are going to be going.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Keith. For those of you guys who don't know me, I'm Pastor Izzy, high school pastor here. And one of the really cool things about what we're doing that Pastor Keith may not have mentioned because he would be praising himself, but switching into the model we're doing now enables us to take a step back and better accomplish the goal of student ministry in general. And what is that? It's to make disciples of our students. And we could do that before, but with everyone together, it gets difficult. You can hit the same target with a rifle and a grenade, but one is a lot less messy with a lot less shrapnel. And so what we're doing is, by doing this, sorry, Chris, I lost you back there. By doing what we're doing, we're creating spaces and environments that allow us to focus on where your kids are at. And that doesn't stop with middle school and high school. We have preschool and grade school and then middle school and then high school and then college and career. And the beauty of the system we're moving into is that Pastor Keith, as the head over discipleship and family, can help focus and create a track where we can disciple our students and you guys as kids by objective of what do they need to be turned into adult disciples as they step out into the world. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. And so in the midst of individual changes, we can't lose sight of what God is doing as a whole in our kids and in their lives and in our church. Another reason I'm really excited about this switch is that kids just, they are different. If you guys have experience, if you have middle schoolers and high schoolers, you can't say that entertainment is the same for an 11-year-old and a 17-year-old, or that growing looks the same for an 11-year-old and a 17-year-old, or that faith looks the same as an 11-year-old or a 17-year-old. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to shoot for the middle and hamstring both our middle school and our high school by going for a center and losing our younger and our older students. And so by doing this, we can seek to reach our students where they are. And me personally, another reason I'm excited about this is that that's my passion. I love all of our students, but for me, I am passionate about the transition from adolescence into adulthood. So I try to connect. I love our middle schoolers, but I am not Scott Shepherd. Bragging on this guy, is awesome with our middle schoolers. I'll try to talk to some of our middle schoolers, and sometimes they'll walk away from me while I'm talking to them. Like, why are you leaving? We were having a conversation. Why are you walking away from me? But they don't do that to Scott. And my passion, like I said, is to bring them from that liminal stage, that transitional stage of being in high school and moving into adulthood. And I love that, and that's my passion. So I encourage you guys to be on board with this because it affects our individual students, but hopefully it'll create a culture where our students can come in and have a safe environment where they can learn to apply their faith in a Christ-centered community in a structure that will grow them and meet their needs and reach them where they're at. And that is our heart for what we're doing. With that said, high school, we have some good stuff coming up. I mean, high school ski trip is going to be good. We've got Summit Life Mission. I was hoping I'd be lucky enough the right slide would be up right when I turned around. Fail. But we have the Summit Life trip out to see Will Forrest and their church, and that's going to be awesome. We've got a lot of good things coming up. Creed Camp is just going to keep getting better. Love Week, we're going to do different for high schoolers. We're going to do Love Week for everybody, but we're going to try to raise the bar. And that's something with our high schoolers. You guys are older. I say you guys. Your kids are older. You guys all sitting at tables paying no attention to me are older. And so I expect more. And I think we should expect more of our high schoolers. We should expect more of their faith. We should expect more responsibility. We should give them more responsibility. We should be teaching at a higher level for them and pulling them up so they don't have shell shock when they hit college. And so these are things we want to do as we create individual cultures for our students. We do it because we love them, and we want to equip them, and we want them to grow more. And by emphasizing the unique stages they're in, we can grow them more and better by the grace of God and through the Holy Spirit to do just that instead of shooting wide and hoping to reach them. It's just a better fit. With that, I'm going to pass it on to Scotty, Pastor Scotty.
Hey, guys. I haven't got to meet everybody, but I'm Pastor Scott, and me and my wife, Megan, moved here in August, and we're really excited to be working with the middle school students. We've had some good opportunities so far. We are not planning to throw grenades at your kids or to shoot them with a rifle. I will tell a really short story real quick. I was playing dodgeball, and this just kind of is to illustrate the difference between middle school and high schoolers. I played dodgeball with some students before, and we'd split out the teams, you know, and we had this great opportunity once where I had one of the dodgeballs, and I was over in one of the corners, and this guy on the other side came out and was, like, taunting people on my team, and like, come on! Throw it at me. And this guy's like a sixth or seventh grade boy. and he's just like ragging on people on my team who didn't even have a dodgeball. Well, little did he know that I had one over in the corner, and so I played like baseball growing up and stuff, and so I just like launch this thing and nail him in the side of the face, and he just like cries and runs out of the room. And I was like, oh no, this is the worst. And then, but the same thing can happen with, I had a great student before, he was a senior, and I threw it at him, and like same velocity and everything, and he's just like able to turn and like tuck it in and like get me out. And so I'm like, what on earth? But there's a difference, right? There's a difference between those ages, and it's not just a physical difference. There are literally mental like growth and development changes along the way for students. I was reading this week about how basically middle schoolers lose part of their function in their brains during that age group. And some of you guys are like, well, of course they do. You know, I didn't need to read about that. But it's like a literal thing that inside their mind, they lose it. And so they, when you go and you tell them something and then you have to go back and tell them the same thing, it's because like that part of their mind, like they lost that, okay? It's okay. It's part of their development stage. And so part of our goal in doing this transition is to be able to meet middle schoolers where they're at and say, hey, God loves you and you have a purpose in the kingdom right where you're at right now. And high schoolers, God loves you and has a purpose and a great way for you to serve in the kingdom as well right where you're at right now. And so we're really excited about that for this change. I did want to touch on and remind you, for middle school, our times change and transition differently than the high schoolers. So we're still going to be 6 to 8 p.m. Both nights, but on Sunday nights, middle school will have journey groups, and we'll be meeting over in what is currently Modular D, but it will be called the Loading Dock. And like Pastor Keith was sharing, we are going to deck that place out and change it and make it super cool just for middle school students. It's going to be special. They're going to have a special recreation area outside of there. If you went on the middle school retreat and you remember the Gaga pit that we had at the retreat center, we're building one of those, okay? Like, it's going to be epic. And so we're really excited about that. We're going to have some special things for middle school. And so we'll be down there on Sunday night while high school's up here. And so we won't even have to, like, you know, if you've got someone who's kind of intimidated by someone in the older ages, you're not going to have to worry about that at all. And then on Wednesday nights, middle school is going to meet in here, and we'll have our large group gathering and be able to worship and have study and all of those kinds of things. We recognize that journey groups is super important to our students. It is where they are able to connect with others who are in that same stage in life. They're able to ask questions. And part of the schools and just events in the area makes Wednesday nights kind of difficult for a lot of people to be able to make it to those journey groups. And so it's been a strategic thing for us to change journey groups to Sunday nights so that those middle school students are able to come and interact in that journey group environment. And then if they're able to come on Wednesday night, man, that is awesome. We are really excited about that, and we want them to be here. But we know that those journey groups are just vital to them, so we want to make sure that they're able to come to that as best as we can. We do have opportunities, and if you haven't got one of these sheets to fill out and just share with us if you're available or interested in some of the different ways, you can do that on here. One of the things, like Pastor Izzy was saying, is Love Week. And so I want to encourage you during spring break. We're kind of doing that a little bit different with our transition. So we'll have middle school and high school. And we're going to be doing some separate things. But we're all going to be serving and having that opportunity during spring break. So if you are interested in that and that's something that you would be available to help out with, please do that on here. You can also just sign up for something kind of in general on the back, you know, where it's like, hey, middle school or high school summer activities. We do different activities during the summer, and if you're just like, hey, I can do something, or, you know, I don't mind getting laughed at when I'm bad at ping pong or something, like, that's my story, okay? I'm not super great at ping pong, but I will school someone at pool, and so, or foosball. Foosball is my strength. So anyway, we're, you know, if you're good at something, great. If you don't mind getting laughed at, being not good at something, that's awesome too, okay? There's a place for all of us, and so if you're interested, like we said, this is not guaranteeing you a slot. This is not guaranteeing that you are available for this particular thing, but it's just an interest. If you're interested in serving in this way, that's great. And if you are sitting here going, you know what, so-and-so would be really good at this, I want to encourage you to put down in the little others and comments section and sell out all of your friends here. All right, no, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But people that you know would be interested, maybe who weren't able to be here tonight, or that we can have a conversation with and check up and say, hey, I think so-and-so would be a really great, you know, activities person, or that they're awesome with golf or something, whatever it is, you can put it on here. We have upcoming events, which you can check your parent letter. It's right on the back here. Some of the upcoming things are this Wednesday night, we have our Journey Group Christmas parties. So we're excited about that. Each Journey Group is having their own Christmas party. Next Sunday night, we have our outreach event, and that is going to be awesome. There's a slide running back here. Boom. See, that's how it works. All right. So we're doing separate things for this. Like we were saying, we already do a lot of our things separately, middle school and high school. But we are doing that separate. So middle school will be meeting at buffet at 6 o'clock. So we want to encourage you to be there, bring your singing voice or your non-singing voice, and be there and have a ton of fun with us. We also, a week after that, we're going to have a CSM movie night, and we're going to go see Star Wars, which is sweet. So make sure to sign that up, because that is, you know, limited. And once the movie theater sells out, like, that, it is what it is. So sign up with us, make sure you get a ticket and that sort of thing, and then remember that our launch date for separating is going to be January 8th, and that we're going to have a great time that night. We want to have everybody inviting their friends and being psyched out for that. If you are a middle school parent and you're wondering, like, where do I need to take them, where do I need to pick them up, that sort of thing, it's all going to be at the concrete loading dock behind the church. And so that way, they'll be dropped off right there. We'll get checked in, all that sort of thing. We'll have our rec area. We're going to have some fun stuff inside the building, as well as areas that are going to be designed just for having conversations and being able to talk about our lessons, about God's word, and just about life in general. So do that with your form. Make sure to turn those in. If you don't have one, you can come up after we're done here in just a minute. And if you have questions or, you know, comments or anything like that, I'd encourage you to come talk to one of the three of us about it, and because it may be something that we've glanced over, because we've talked about this 1,000 different times, and so it's just like an obvious thing for us, but it may be something that we missed to cover. But thank you guys for coming tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Izzy, Pastor Scott. I love hearing these guys talk. It reminds me of a guy that came one time to train us at a church I was at previously in how to greet people. And he opened with this statement. He said, "I know what I'm doing, and I do it on purpose." And that's kind of where we're at. You know, we don't know everything there is to know about student ministry. There's always more to learn, which is why we just went to conference, why we're always learning from other churches. We're always asking God to sharpen us and strengthen us. But we try to do everything that we do on purpose, to try to be purposeful about our vision, our choices, our decisions, and everything. And so this is not just off the cuff. This is more than a year of time just poured in, thinking about, praying about what, how should we do this, and how should we structure our ministry. So, and we've just seen in recent months God bring the pieces together to equip us to be able to launch this new ministry. So, super excited about it. We're about making disciples, as Pastor Izzy said, and we want to position ourselves to help our students grow in their faith, and help you as parents to be able to pour into them as well, and to grow them in their faith. Now, this is not the last one of these you'll see. It may have a different format in the future, but what's cool about this is it has the upcoming events. My wife was like, you need to do this every time. Because it has, usually we only put the calendar out in like May. There's no reason we shouldn't put it out all the time. So we're going to be sending more of these out regularly to keep you guys in the loop. And like I said, we do things on purpose. It's on the website too. You can see at any point in time what's going on in the student ministry that's going out to the website. That's something I do. Every year we have to remind everybody. Sign up on the website. Everything we put is out there. Go out there to find out. If you need to know what to bring, yeah, Facebook, on the Facebook page. We try to put everything online in student ministry. So if you're uncertain about something, before you make a phone call, just check there. It's probably there. If it's not, call Hannah because she knows the answer, and we probably don't. All right, so thank you, guys. We're going to close in prayer. Like Pastor Scott said, we're going to be up here. If you have questions, you want to talk about things, stop by. We will communicate logistics for dropping students off. That's and picking students up between the two buildings on certain nights. So that'll be coming out. We'll work all those details out, so no concerns there. We'll make sure everything's clear. But please come up and talk to us, we'll answer any questions. We'd love to talk with you guys about anything you might have, students or parents. But we're going to close in prayer, and I'm going to ask Pastor Scott, our newest pastor at Cornerstone, to pray for us.
Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for our students for this church. God, I thank you for bringing Megan and me here and for